Boost Your Visibility is for you, the creative entrepreneur who has a product or service-based business that you need to grow while keeping your family and your well-being top priority. I'm your host, Brenda Eckhart, photographer and brand strategist. Boost Your Visibility empowers you with the latest strategies to help you get more traffic on search and social. But this isn't your typical business podcast. There won't be pressure to do more, 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 or hustle, hustle, hustle. Instead, I'm giving you strategies and systems to help you work smarter so you can avoid burnout and be more present in your everyday life. Here you'll find motivation, inspiration, and all that you need to keep your work and your life moving in a positive direction. Let's get started. Hey friends, thanks so much for being here. And when I say that, just know that that is truly coming from one very busy business person to another, one very business social media marketing person to another. So with that in mind, I wanted to finally talk about ChatGPT because I do think that that is a huge time saver. And when I have asked some of my social media marketing clients to show me how they use it, I'm surprised that it's not being used to its full capability, and it is so simple to do. So this is what I do when I first onboard any customer to help me with everything from communication to bullet points for social media ideas, and even emails and email titles, blog posts, you name it. So it's so simple. All you do is go to either ChatGPT or Bard, whatever your AI large language model of choice is, start a new chat and go to your website and copy all of the text that's on your website and just keep pasting it into that same chat. Don't hit enter. Just pull all of your wording from your website and then go to your reviews. If you have any 5-star reviews or testimonials, copy those, paste those in, remove names and any identifying information, but put those all into one big chat conversation. If there are any articles written about you, press releases, anything that helps to describe who you are and how you type, you can even go back on years of blog posts if you'd like and just put them all into one gigantic chat. And at the very end, put save for future reference. That's it. Once you click save, you'll see that ChatGPT will respond with something like saved for future reference. Let us know if you have questions. And then when you go back and you want to ask a question or get help with writing something like, let's say, Instagram caption about Valentine's Day. Instead of writing out, I own a jewelry company and I would like to blah, 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 and you're typing forever. All you need to do is go in and say, based on all of the above, please write me 5 examples of, and I laugh that I always say please to ChatGPT. Write 5 blog examples or blog titles for Valentine's Day, or based on all of the above, write 5 Instagram captions for Valentine's Day. Now, I take things a step further for my own personal brand, and you can do the same too. In that initial large chat before you hit enter, you can even write things as specific as use the voice of Donald Miller, the author of Story Brand, or in the future, write in a Story Brand by Donald Miller style. Now, he is my number one favorite author when it comes to marketing and business and relating to customers in a way that makes them feel like the hero. I highly recommend his book, Story Brand by Donald Miller. He also has Marketing Made Easy and Business Made Easy. He is just an amazing author, especially for creatives and small to mid-level business owners that have a hand in their marketing. So recommend. So in ChatGPT, you know, all your blog posts, all of your text, and then start to refine your voice if you want to blend some things in. I've had interior designers say, have the voice of Joanna Gaines. Now, she has a very unique writing style, so some of the responses later when we go in to ask that chat questions are funny and different and unique and not exactly at all really what they would have for this particular brand. But it is interesting to start to tweak that because we all feel a little boring and stagnant at times, and it's nice to blend in a little bit of fun from other creators that help you to kind of feel revitalized, revived, and that it really is pulling out the fun part of you and your voice. So that is what I recommend for ChatGPT. It's such a simple hack. And again, the future prompt would be, once you have that in there, if you go back in and ask a question, you say, based on all of the above, write X. I hope you found this helpful. I know this was a short one today. Please let me know if you have questions. Follow, subscribe, and share this with a friend if you think it would be helpful. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.